Springfield, the Simpsons' hometown, and the turning point of Middle America. What that different thing is, we don't know. We can't tell whether a President Obama or a President McCain would be a real agent of change after the inaugural speech was safely made. We do know, after this journey, that America is troubled enough to want leadership that might make it happen.
American Dreams was presented by James Naughtie and produced by Sue Ellis. Well, do stay with us. The news is in just a moment.
BBC.
I'm the BBC's security correspondent, Frank Gardner, and in Al-Qaeda's internal debate, I'll be asking whether the biggest threat to Osama bin Laden's network now comes from those it previously regarded as friends.
Just give me...
Warning, you are about to experience a hot mess on CITR Radio Vancouver.
What's up?
It's number four.
Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
How's everybody?
How are you guys all doing?
It's a beautiful Friday night here out in UBC, and there's some craziness going
craziness.
On.
Craziness.
Crazy
Absolute
creatures
madness.
Surrounding us everywhere.
It's amazing. We're actually going to have some on the show. I just caught up with a couple people outside. It's an anime convention.
Yes.
At UBC.
Now, three of us are in the studio, and one of us is here via the wonderful world of technology. Jason Awesome, are you hanging out with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait, I have to put him on. Jade, hello. He hung up.
He hung up on us. So
awesome.
Hopefully he'll come back.
We've got a really awesome show coming up today. We've got like an interview with Lady Gaga. You guys all know the track. What is it?
Just dance.
She has a disco stick, TV glasses.
We're going to do a little Navy SEAL, ask the Navy SEALs. We've got a bunch of dope stuff coming up in the show. And how are you guys doing?
Oh, I think I see somebody on the phone.
Oh, here he is.
There we go.
All right, I got it.
Dr. Jason Awesome.
Hello.
Hey, welcome, sir. We're just chitting and chatting about what's going on in the show.
Wait, are we live now?
You are live now.
Is this really happening in
this
real time?
This is really happening in real time. So we're going
in,
around the table.
Beautiful British Columbia.
Yes, it's good. It's a nice day. We're just talking about a Japanime convention that's happening right outside of the studio.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, dude. There's like
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's people dressed up in all kinds of outlandish outfits, and they're in character.
Is that Matt? I can't hear Matt at all.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry.
That's because my mic was off, Jay.
Oops.
Wow.
I blame it on Ed.
Blame it on me. So let's hit the table. Sorry. Let's go around and see. So, Matt, what'd you get up to this week?
Me?
No, Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, dude, I just had a 90-minute massage today, and I still haven't quite recovered. I had some heavy elbows going on in the back, but I'd like to give some big props to Spot Ethos for sorting out my chakras. Jason Awesome, how you doing, dude, over there in Banff at the Banff Fest?
I'm at my parents' house overlooking a beautiful lake, about to sit down and eat a steak the size of my face.
That's how they do in Cowtown.
Yeah, it's meat. Meataholics everywhere I look. It's like, hi, can I get a giant piece of meat? And for an appetizer, I'd also like some meat.
And a deep-fried shirt.
Dessert, maybe some kind of caramelized meat.
Meat. Sammy, so what do you got going down?
DJ Blantron.
Oh, I have a wedding. I have the wedding that I was a magical unicorn stagette for.
Oh.
I had a wedding shower at my house last night, which is awesome. I've never been to a wedding shower, and I decided to host one.
What happens at a wedding shower?
There's lots of ladies. And
panties.
And panties. Nice. Ladies and panties. I made a tower.
What is that, Jay? What's going on over there?
Sorry, we're just having a barbecue. You guys want to hear what it sounds like when I eat meat on the radio?
Yeah, chew some meat.
Oh, God.
Or we could just interrupt, DJ Blantron telling us about our week.
My wedding shower and panties are far less exciting than you chewing on the radio. I'm so sorry I distracted you with 20 ladies in an apartment opening leopard panties.
Wow.
Like, I would much rather hear you chew, Jay.
I think
I
should have...
Focus here, Jay. Focus.
I want a wedding shower at my house every weekend.
I made a tower of cream puffs. Thanks, Cosmo.
Love
I don't know how those leopard panties will look on all of us.
What about you, Ready Eddie? How was your week?
It was good, man. I, of course, had a chit-chat with Lady Gaga. I checked out her show. Hit a little Jack Johnson last night. And then
what?
I also went for a deep elbow action this afternoon, maybe about an hour ago. So I'm in massage land. My brain is mushy.
Hold on for a second. You went to Jack Johnson last night. It was sold out. How'd you get tickets? And you were holding out.
Maybe through my work.
Yeah. So you get tickets from work, but you never spread the love anymore. You used to spread the love, and now you don't.
Ouch.
What happened?
You know what, though? I did actually have an extra ticket, and I don't know. I just kind of forgot to ask.
You forgot to text us. That's
who did
nice.
You give it to? Don't tell me it went to waste.
No, I gave it to a coworker who was like, I'd like to go.
You would have had a lot more fun with one of us.
I know.
Why do you guys have such cool jobs? I was trying to find out today what Matt does, and he didn't really have an answer for me.
Matt's a super fly pimp daddy.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you do all day?
He's a master of life.
I don't know. I just kind of hang out with my dog.
Zen master of life.
Yeah. And Ed gets massages and goes to concerts.
I did.
And Jay eats meat. So basically, my job's awesome.
Listen,
it is awesome.
This has been the longest intro ever, but before we get to some music from the awesome Blondtron, Jay, why don't you just break down some of the BAMP Fest for us real quick?
Sorry. I'm just eating more steak. Oh, God, it's so good.
Get that gristle out of your jaw, boy.
Yeah, there was some kind of crazy BAMP Festival, so I rocked it out with Chaos up there, who hit the stage. It was basically four acts. The first time I think bands started doing something like this, they shut down Main Street in Banff. They had a stage blocking off the street.
What were the acts?
It was Ron Sexsmith, then it was the Joel Plaskett Emergency, or Wicked Radtacular. Then it was Chaos, and then it was Theory of a Dead Man. But my man, Chaos rocked the house, man. He came out and just burned the mother down. It was crazy.
Jeez, crazy, sounds violent. Dude.
And that's all I have to really say about that.
It was awesome.
Too much rum. What's new with that, you know?
You drank rum like a pirate.
Yeah. You're
all right. Well,
casual. I love this. I'm like wearing shorts and sitting and eating steak.
Yeah,
you guys are just like killing it at the radio show.
You're at a barbecue right now.
Yeah, I'm literally having a barbecue right now.
Damn you.
All right, well, we got someone on the phone here, so I'm going to see what these people have to say. Jay, you hang out.
Can I just go eat my steak and I'll call you back later?
Yeah,
go
sure.
Eat your steak and
go
call us back.
Bye. I'm going to grab this call. Hold on 1 second. This is Hot Mess on CITR. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good, thanks. What's your name?
My name's Sarah, and I just want to say you guys are doing an awesome job. Keep up the good work.
Aw, thanks, Sarah.
And I was just wondering if you guys would be able to play a song for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything from Black Star.
For sure. We can totally put that on right after this for you. Sarah, where are you headed off to tonight?
Just going to go downtown, probably Granville Street, the usual.
Nice. Well, I'm sure you're going to see myself or any of the other Hot Mess crew out there. You have a good night, and thanks again for listening, okay?
Thanks, Sarah.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Thank
you. I'm so glad. I like Sarah already.
Dude, let's get it going.
Because I have an amazing Black Star track. It's his new one, Bang Hard.
Hook it up.
Should be playing, hopefully.
If it isn't.
All right, let's try that again. Bang Hard.
Or not.
Or not.
So, anyways. Now that you guys know that we're technically savvy and doing a fantastic job here at the radio station out at UBC, CITR 101.9 on a beautiful Friday, we're going to be talking also today with all four of us. We're going to get to know our hosts a little bit better, and I'm going to be asking everybody some questions that I don't even know about. But
so let's do this time, right?
Now, ready, let's all say it together.
Bang Hard!
Look, hey, look, probably what it is, but it would be clever for me to bend forward, sell out to another fella. Rather be dirt, by my goddamn self, turn it to power for birth, then be left up on the shelf. It's suicide, stressed out, overdone stuff, staying point on the street, they will run up my motivation, be my loved ones, yeah, I'm gone. I throw the hate in the block, look, I bang hard. Look, I bang hard, ain't move by me. I bang hard like them bang round way. I bang hard like them bucks. I bang hard like them drums all day. I bang hard, ain't move by me. I bang hard like them bang round way. I bang hard like them bucks.
Hey, look. love. And shawty really love me, and shawty still there. Like winter's supposed to be cold, and summer's supposed to be hot. Niggas supposed to know loyalty on the block. If you're in it, never stand witness. Organized, now for the money. Later for bitches, they wanna see me in ditches. But I'm going up and up, till I'm 6 feet under. Boy wonder, absorbing in the message from the sky, from the ganja that I blow.
I bang hard, oh, ain't yeah. By me.
Yeah,
shut up,
black
things,
baby.
I'm a bang
legs
hard man. Like a mother. I bang hard like them drums all day. I bang hard, they move by me. I bang hard like them things round way. I bang hard like them
buckshot.
I bang hard like them drums all day.
See, now my mind elevated in my mouth dry. I take a sip of box, still got cotton mouth. I'm stuck, yeah, I'm chilling, one of the freshest weight possibly. And it's like my eyes can see with the future hoes. I got stacks, but I'm trying to get it in the dough. All around the world, I bet that dough. I go hard, so go hard for me. I put it on for my city, so put it on for me. Black star, yeah, I ride whenever I die. But bullets to the sky, back to back, black to black. Go harder than you ever did before. No matter the situation, no matter what you're in for, yeah.
I bang hard, ain't moved by me. I bang hard like them bangs round way. I bang hard like them buckets. I bang hard like them drums all day. I bang hard, ain't moved by me. I bang hard like them bangs round way. I bang hard like them buckets. I bang hard like them drums all day. I bang hard, ain't moved by me. I bang hard like them bangs round way. I bang hard like them buckets. I bang hard like them drums all day. Bang hard like them bangs round way. I bang hard like them bangs. I bang hard like them drums all day.
like hot gas at the Mandarin. County ball folks waiting on a trickle with your hands out. I gotta laugh at you, you call it luck, because it wasn't due to you. Don't mean I ain't paying dues, you stupid fuck. I'm on my mind for each of things that you can't. Just know I'm doing something that ain't simple and plain.
Track that was Psychotic Girl by the Black Keys, and then you know how we all love Santo Gold here. That was Santo Gold and Spank Rock. Of course, you can always get all of the track listings off of our blog, hotmess.org, and occasionally, actually more than occasionally, I put up free tracks on there. Just click on it, you can download it. Especially if Ed's been putting up too many Lady Gaga.
Big shout out to G-Dog on his way to the BC Lions game. I hope they win tonight. That should be fun.
Good time.
Delicious. So I think you guys need to get to know us a little bit.
Yeah, I got some questions here. I'm just going to throw them out there and, you know, see how you guys respond, because I want to get to know you guys a little better, and, you know, I think it'll be a great time. So let's get this thing started.
Here's a funny fact before we get started. We're quite an emotional crew here, because I don't know if you know this. Oh, we got Jay Brown's on the line there, so we'll bring him in here. But I don't know if you know this, but all three of us, Blontron, Jason Awesome, and Ready Eddie, are of the fishy nature. That means Pisces.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going? Are you guys back on the air?
Yeah, we're back. We're talking about our astrological signs right now and how you guys are all Pisces and I'm a Virgo, and that's that.
I'm a Pisces.
I know. You guys are all Pisces, and I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo?
I don't know what it means, dude.
You're not
I don't
fish,
know.
But you're out of water. Anyway, let's get on with the questions here.
No, apparently Virgos and Pisces hang out. They're really popular together. Did you hear? Just ask Cindy.
Really?
Well, she doesn't want to talk, but she knows a lot about the astrological signs.
Who's Cindy?
Astrological? Sweet.
Okay, Matt, let's get on with the questions
here. Hey, Jay, so we're just going to go through some questions here so we can get to know each other a little better.
Okay, so, like, talk to me. What are the questions?
Okay, well, first question is, favorite brand of jeans?
Energy?
Arnold Sohn. Ernest
Sam?
Sohn?
Sevens?
Ooh.
For all mankind.
I'm all about the nudies. I've been wearing this pair of nudies for 6 months, and I haven't washed them yet.
Not gonna lie, Matt, you look good in those jeans.
Thank you very much, sir.
Matt pulled them out of the freezer when we were over there for a little production meeting the other week.
Yeah, because a good pair of denim, you don't want to wash it a lot, apparently, but to get rid of the crotch funk, you put it in the freezer, it kills all the bacteria, so you got fresh jeans.
It's not every day that you, like, turn your head and glance over your shoulder and see your friend Matt pulling a pair of jeans out of the freezer and sniffing the crotch.
Yeah, he went right for the crotch.
He did not mess around.
You know what? That makes for a special time and a special place, and I think it was kind of beautiful.
Where are all your jeans? They're right next to the Neapolitan.
Okay, favorite cheese.
Are you asking me first?
Sure.
Go.
Oh, sorry. I'm just gonna go brie. I don't even know why I said it.
You like it heated up and gooey?
Yeah, I like gooey cheese.
Yeah, you could barbecue it.
Oh yeah.
I like a good goat.
A goat cheese.
I love goat cheese. I like, but I do really, really like stinky cheese, like blue cheese.
Oh, like a nice Roquefort.
Stinkier the better.
Dude, for me, it's all about the like 5-year aged cheddar, white cheddar from Quebec.
Quebec.
It's so nice. All right, favorite mystical creature.
Say what?
Favorite mythical creature?
Yep.
Definitely, definitely.
Don't take it.
Oh, okay, I won't say yours. I'm not going to say yours.
Oh, you already know hers?
I'm going to say the Jabberwocky.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Jay, I'm surprised by that one. I didn't know you watched America's Best Dance Crew.
Ew!
I've been zinged and I love it.
Eddie?
I'm going to go with the Ogopogo.
Oh, come on.
I've had a fascination with Under the Water. I don't know. What else?
Okay.
Unicorn.
That's good.
Definitely unicorn.
Well, you were a unicorn like 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, I was a real unicorn in the forest.
Gosh, I don't know. Favorite mythical creature. I kind of like the unicorn. Did you see the last unicorn? That used to be like my
favorite. Yeah, you guys were watching
movie.
It at my house, and Jay was like commenting on how attractive he thought the unicorn was.
It's a sexy unicorn. Oh,
yeah. He's like, I know that this is a mythical creature, and it mostly resembles a horse, but I'm strangely attracted to it.
All right, listen.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Jackalope.
Okay, I'm going to speed this along. Jay, cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Ed, one thing you could leave out of your daily routine?
Taking a crap.
Oh,
oh.
You don't enjoy taking a crap?
No.
That's my favorite part of my day.
Oh, a good hangover crap is like nothing else. Blontron, favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, I love frozen yogurt. It's my favorite.
Okay.
But it has to taste like yogurt.
What flavor?
Like pink berry frozen yogurt, yogurt flavor tart. It's the
Ooh.
Best. They don't have them here.
Oh, where do you get it?
LA, California.
Oh my God, that's so exotic.
So pink exotic. Berry.
Jay, Spider-Man or Batman?
Definitely Batman.
Ed, favorite dance move?
Oh man, I'm going to go retro with Cabbage Patch.
The Cabbage Patch.
I don't
nice,
even know
dude.
What that is.
That's a throwback. I think you should do a little demo in a second.
That works for radio.
Blontron, favorite porn title?
Favorite porn title?
Yeah, you watch porn.
Oh, totally.
I know you do.
Come
on.
I don't know what it means.
I got one.
Okay, Ed, go.
DP Sleaze.
DP Sleaze.
You know what was really funny? My buddy Graham and Dave were they had this thing called the Mega Pack at the hotels, you know, with like all
yeah,
the porns.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were in a hotel room together. I don't know what they were doing, but they were flipping through the porn, the gay porn apparently. And there was one with these two dudes with like their bicycles in bike pants with like a helmet on, and it was called Spokes.
Okay, that's my favorite now.
Sex on a bicycle.
I was always a fan of Jurassic Pork.
Jammer, Betty or Veronica?
I like Betty's good girl qualities, but I like Veronica's, you know,
sassafras.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna probably have to go with Veronica.
Ooh, Veronica. That's very interesting. Sam?
Yes.
Sex in the City or The Princess Bride?
Oh.
And tell me you have seen one of those movies.
Of course
That's
I
like
have.
Apples and sandals.
I know.
It really is like apples and sandals. It really depends on the day. I Princess Bride, classic.
Yeah, Princess Bride all the way. All right, well, there you go. I think you've all gotten to know the hosts a little better, and I feel like I've gotten to know the hosts a little bit better as well. Jay?
Yes.
I think we're going to tap out on you. Enjoy your barbecue. Thank you very much for calling in from Cowtown.
Okay, love you guys.
Say hi to Cindy. We miss you out here, man.
Keep it real.
We will, bro. Okay.
Out.
Later.
Sam, kick it up a couple notches. Let's get into some beats.
Okay.
What do we got coming up?
We got some Choose Your Own Adventure, Lizmore Remix.
Holla. We'll be right back.
pressure.
Catch a heart attack, cuz. Hey, 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 hey.
aggressive or talking. We in the VIP, I'm sipping on buff. I'm in the VIP and lighting up drugs. Keep a full fifth right now, run my nuts. See me on my two-way and I keep it going, Chris. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa. You're looking for the beige and the green and the Visa. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa. You're looking for the beige and the green and the Visa. Hit me on my Visa, hit me on my Visa.
You are listening to Hot Mess 101.9 CITR Vancouver. This is Ready Eddie, keeping it hanging out here in the studio. We got Blontron and beautiful, handsome Anderson. Now, we had a segment once upon a time where some Navy SEALs answer some questions. And I think
we have some more answers.
We do, so let's do it.
We had a stockpiling of questions, and, you know, they're pretty busy over there, working hard. Big shout out to the Navy SEALs, because I think some are listening right now, and we love you guys.
Hello, hello, Navy SEALs.
We love you guys a lot. Okay, so here we have a question. First question. Okay. My boyfriend got the Navy SEAL video game for his birthday and now talks to me like he's running a mission. Oh, that's not cool. Last night, while we were making love, he screamed, "Mission complete!" when he finished. If he barks one more order at me, I don't know what I'll do. What should I do? Sincerely, pissed in Prince George. Okay. Your boyfriend sounds like an HMO. The correct response to mission complete would be, "Hoo-yah, Master Chief!" Get crazy on him. You should continue to take it like G.I. Jane. You might want to invest in a megaphone and start doing one-armed push-ups or pour sand in your bed. Bring it to the next level, and when he complains, throw the sand in his eyes and screams, "Go to buds, pussy!" Or next time you're having sex, scream, "Fuck me like a Navy SEAL!" He won't even be able to come close, so punch him in the face and yell, "You're not doing it right!" That should fix the problem. Wow, they really went graphic there.
Very graphic. Hey, though, come on.
Okay, but you know that.
Who does that at the end of?
I don't know. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I would be pissed. Okay. Dear Navy SEAL, my girlfriend is getting kind of fat. I love her so much, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to let her herself go. What would you do? Sincerely, frustrated by fat.
That is terrible.
Dear frustrated by fat, I have driven all kinds of trucks, 2x and 4x, even those big motherfuckers that go tsh-tsh when you step on the brake. Listen, your thyroid is starting to take over. More than likely, it will just get worse. Ride it out as long as you can, then trade her in for a newer model.
Oh!
Thank you very much, Navy SEAL.
Wow.
And thanks so much for everyone who's writing questions. That's so awesome. Yeah. We've got a bunch of questions piling up for the Navy SEALs.
If you have a question, email us at theshow@hotmess.org, and we'll get back to you right away with it.
That's right. And now coming up, we have our favorite man from China, Mr. Fong, is going to tell us a little something about the stars.
Looking at the stars.
Born today, consider yourself a leader. Others think you're idiot. Most Leos are bullies. You are vain and cannot tolerate criticism. Your arrogance is disgusting. Leo people are thieving bastard. Yeah, that's right. I make one order deep fried prawn inside a French fry and swear to God, bastard beside me ate my fry right from my own plate. My own plate. I mean, really, who does that? Ben Affleck is born today. Also, he is another thief. I'm going to get some more fry. God damn you, thief. I'm Mr. Fong. Go Fong yourself.
Wow. Mr. Fong is always mean.
Always. Yeah, he's so wise, yet so violent.
But somebody took his fries, so maybe they should... That's why he's... I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, too. There's been moments when if someone took my fries, I'd probably eat their arm.
Listen, we totally forgot. If you guys have a question for the Navy SEALs, definitely email us at the show at hotmess.org and send in your questions or any requests or send in your love.
Yeah, send in your love for the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking of love...
Love.
Ed is in love. He is in love with Lady Gaga, and I'm razzing him about it.
Don't go that far. Love is a strong
okay,
word.
Okay, he is in deep like with
there
Lady
go.
Gaga. He's gagified.
You big dummy.
I got like 4 texts while he was at the concert. Gaga rides the disco stick was one of them.
So she does.
Coming up, we've got a little bit of Gaga, and then Ed's lovely encounter with the lady herself.
All right, let's get into some tunes. What are we going to listen to next?
All right, we got Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Poker Face.
On CITR 101.9 out here at UBC. Check it.
Yeah.
break these all day. Booty rocking, show stopping, everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till you stop the curtains. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it. Till your body's sweating, everybody watch it. But that don't mean we stop it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Booty rocking, show stopping, everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till your stomach hurts. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching. That don't mean we stop. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Work it till your stomach hurting. Booty rocking, show stopping. Everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till your stomach hurting. Booty rocking, show stopping. Everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till your stomach hurting. Booty rocking, show stopping. Everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till your stomach hurting. Booty rocking, show stopping. Everybody back popping. These jerking girls work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching, that don't mean we stop it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Go. Oh,
You're back on Hot Mess. This is Ready Eddie, 101.9 CITR Vancouver. Hanging out. We got an audience here in the studio. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Wow.
It's always a party here at Hot Mess. So I sat down with Lady Gaga on Monday, and I'm going to say she's amazing. So we're going to have a little, little bit of the interview play right now. But I will warn you, note to self, Ed, never record an interview in a giant atrium because it sounds like you're in a cave.
Hey, this is Eddie for Hot Mess, hanging out with the beautiful and talented Lady Gaga here in Vancouver.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's kick things off. You've been doing music forever. So describe where you're at today, the day before your album comes out. Could you sort of call yourself a musical genre to sort of express your mood and where you are right now?
Right now, I would say it's future pop.
Future pop.
Yeah.
And that means to you, like,
pop of the future.
Alright. Alright. Now, you are not only a performer and you have this amazing album coming out, but you're a writer. When you're writing for yourself and when you're writing for other people, is the process different or does it all kind of come from...
It all comes from the same place. I feel like a hit song's a hit song. But I for sure have, like, certain Gaga lyrics that you'll usually only hear my stuff, but you might be able to tell what other records I've written for other people because the lyrics are kind of twisted or certain. Yeah, I definitely have a style.
Now, from this is my sort of where I'm coming from is when I listen to your music and then I watch the videos and sort of the imaging that you have out there. It seems to me that you have that in mind when you're writing. So is that part of it, or is it just kind of come organically after the fact?
No, it's for sure a part of it. You know, when I'm writing the music, I think about, oh my God, we can do the video like this. And I think about the lyrics that I sing, what visuals can go along with it? What does it mean? How can it change? What can we add to it? What could take away from it so that we should stay away from? You know, I really think about everything all together.
Part of the whole package. Fame, the name of the album, which
the
is
fame.
Out the Fame.
The Fame.
The Fame. What's Lady Gaga's take on fame?
Well, the reason it's called The Fame and not Fame is I believe that fame is something that we can touch. It's something that, it's something that we know, it's something that has a lot to do with being a celebrity and having money and being on reality shows. And The Fame, which is what my album is all about and what it's called. It's about something that's from inside, and it's about an inner fame that we can project no matter who you are, where you come from, where you are, and expressing yourself in a way that really always channels that. That's really how I got where I am today. It's tricking a lot of people into thinking I was famous when I wasn't.
It comes from inside.
It comes from here.
This is my take on your album, because when I listened to it, I heard it in the car and I was like, this is like a night out. Like when you play it from start to finish, and it has that kind of up and down, and I have to go talk to my friend, and so it's a little bit more mellow, and then, I'm on the dance floor, is that something that you thought of?
I listened to these songs over and over again in different orders, and I thought about exactly, the order. And I thought about a Tragic Kingdom, the No Doubt record, because I remembered when I bought the record, I loved the sequencing on it. Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to it from start to finish.
I'm just going to compliment you because I think the sequencing is great. I've listened to it from start to finish, and it's like, it just flows so well.
Thank you.
House of Gaga is?
It's my creative team.
Yeah. Which is awesome, because what I was going to ask you next is, have you worked with the same creative team for the whole time? Do you sort of get new people coming in and out?
There's like a core people that have been with me for a while.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that come in and out. And all like teams and stuff, there's once the fame begins, you know, some people can't handle it, or they get a little
things change.
So I like to keep it fresh. Prince never had the same before than Prince.
I can't wait to see the fame part two, the first little video vignette. I love it. Now, fashion is a huge part of Lady Gaga. Do you have any designers or any style icons you look to, or is it just it's you and this is?
Oh, I for sure pull references from all over the place.
Yeah.
Grace Jones is a huge, huge inspiration. And I watch a lot of old movies and read magazines from Europe. And Dada, who works with me in the house, he and I do a lot of design together. So.
Now, this is my impression. I think you would be awesome to hang out with and just have a great time.
I would.
What is the perfect night out for Lady Gaga?
For me? Can I be anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world.
I'd be in France.
France?
I'd be in France in the south.
South France.
Yeah.
Just enjoying your time and hanging out.
Like banging dance club, having wine and shrimp with all of my closest friends.
Sounds fantastic. Our show is called Hot Mess.
Yeah.
So what we do is when we talk to people, we ask them to them, what would be your definition of a hot mess?
A hot mess?
anything you want?
You know the girl in the club who's like really drunk and her hair is kind of like going crazy, lipstick is all smudged, and you know, her mascara's gone, and she's like kind of falling all over everybody.
Alright, I'm gonna hit you with a couple rapid fire questions, so whatever comes to mind, hit me back. Alright. Ocean or lake?
Ocean.
Mega club or intimate venue?
Mega club.
Sunset, sunrise?
Sunrise.
East coast, west coast?
East coast.
Chocolate chip or oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
Best day of your life?
Today.
Nice. Quality or quantity?
Quality.
Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Fashion or comfort?
Fashion.
I knew that one.
Come on.
I had to ask.
Come on,
I had
to ask.
I knew the answer, but you know. Favorite color?
Black.
Kittens or puppies?
Kittens. Oh, that's a lie though. It came to my head like, hey, kittens. I think cats are like a freak flag.
I kind of agree with you there.
They really are. So puppies, right?
All right. Diamonds or rubies?
Diamonds.
And platinum or gold?
Gold.
Thank you so much, Lady
Gaga.
But
platinum right here.
Yes. Two times, three times. Platinum. Thank you
I
so
just
much.
Like gold and Chanel, black and gold.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on Hot Mess. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Ed, you caught up with Lady Gaga. That's pretty cool.
How did you guys fit in that tin can?
Yeah.
We put the car up and the bottom and hung out inside. It was great. But I'm going to say, you know what, she's awesome because she signed every single autograph, even though she had to be there at 5 in the morning to leave on a plane. She was at the club till like 2:30 in the morning. So go, Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So we have like 10 people in here in awesome outfits from the Anime Evolution convention that's happening here in the sub building at UBC.
Might I say that Sam kidnapped and dragged in here off from the hall?
I did. I was pretty excited. I was like, who should I approach? Everyone has such awesome costumes. My brain was exploding. And
How you guys doing?
Yeah. All right, so I actually, Claire was the first lady I talked to and she agreed to come. I was pretty stoked. So Claire, how are you?
I'm okay.
You're good. So can you tell us what is Anime Evolution?
Oh, that's a hard one. Well, it's just, it's like a celebration of animation, like from all over the world. Well, mainly Japan.
Yeah.
But, it's just a bunch of people that just get together and just, you know.
Why Japan? Like, is that where the best animation comes from?
It's where it originated from. But a lot of people do it here. For example, there was like Avatar The Last Airbender. That was a cartoon done here. But it's very close to anime. But it isn't just anime. It's also movies, video games, or movies that's based off some sort of Japanese origin.
Cool. Okay.
And it's very Oriental Fest kind of deal.
That's amazing. Right, Claire, can you tell me, who are you?
I'm Igus from Persona 3.
Your guys' costumes are unbelievable. Do you make them all yourself?
Yeah.
Mainly, yeah.
Pretty much.
Since we are so
unfortunately, we do have some people who cheat and buy them off eBay.
Oh. Who's the cheater? Yeah. Is there a cheater in here? Okay, I need need to know, is there a cheater in here?
No, I made mine all myself.
No, we have all real legitimate people.
But since we are radio, I think Blontron or our Hans Mansion over here needs to do a description of a couple of the outfits. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. So basically, what was the name of your character?
Igus.
Igus has an amazing white bodysuit with black pants, gold armor, and a big red bow tie. She has, what's on your arms?
These are silver, like...
They're like wrist guard armor.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome. And then, let's see, what else do we have behind me? Sorry, what was your name again? Come on back.
I'm Alexa, and I'm cosplaying Axel from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2, and so Alexa has this amazing red hair. Is that your real hair?
No.
No? Okay, so it's a wig. It looks real, though, and you have this big prop. What is that?
They are chakrams, aka big spiky wheels.
So she's got some seriously big spiky wheels in here. Some guy has a cross that he was carrying around. What's the deal with that?
Well, I'm cosplaying Nicholas D. Wolfwood from Shy Guy. Basically, my character is this priest guy who carries a giant machine gun with a bazooka and a bunch of handguns low inside. And
so basically the cross is a weapon of mass destruction.
Essentially,
very much so.
So is there like, can you bring the cross in so I can see this? This cross is like the size of him. It's massive and I don't see any guns, but I'm assuming that they're concealed. I'm a little scared. And how do I get involved in this? Because this is just like, looks like so much fun.
Is there a website or something?
Yeah, we have a website called animeevolution.com. Everyone and anyone who wants to try out or at least see what about the con can go to the site, check it out,
join the forums.
Okay, cool. As they say, and just come and you don't even have to dress up. Just come see us weirdos dressed in strange costumes and making fools of ourselves.
And it happens like every year at the same time?
Pretty much. They've rarely ever changed it.
How many have they done?
About six.
And you've been to all six?
All six.
Wow.
So what we'll do is we'll get that information from you and we'll put it up on our website, which is hotmess.org.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested in getting involved in the... No, okay, it's called...
We'll have some... The...
Animation evolution.
We're also going to have pictures of all the costumes. And we'll have information if you guys want to join up and check it out. Thank you guys so much for coming in here. This is so awesome. And this is going all weekend.
Yeah, no
so
problem.
If you guys want to come up here like on Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be going all weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to buy the passes.
Where awesome. Are you guys off to right now?
Wherever.
Where's the party? What's the party? Like, is there a party in the evening? Like,
there's a dance in the evening that goes from about 7 till 10.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so everybody's...
Is there, like, a costume competition?
Oh, yeah, there's cosplay contests. Is there also a fashion show? So people can, like, show off their costumes and stuff, but it's not really a contest at the same time.
Okay.
Well, cool. The three of us are not going to make it because we're wearing the most boring clothing, white and black, and that's all we got going on here at Hot Mess.
All right, well, thanks again, you guys, the Anime Evolution crew. You guys all look fantastic. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We're going to get back into some music from our lovely DJ, Blontron. What do you got coming up?
I got some Dibby Dibby DJ from Sinden.
Shake cool. it.
Come and dance on, me a go kiddo with the lingua. Follow me no massive angle, no fire your ear, cut the ranking a boom.
No fire here, cut it down, kill a boom, 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 boom. Fire here, cut it down, kill a boom. See no fire here, cut it down, kill a boom. And it's a Ferragamo fan of international. To kill a DJ, me do a partial. Right, I don't drama, me got the credentials. Now when it come a dance, I'll say me well, official, me got the papa. So every DJ, they might be talk to me, papa. Say, and I put it back, he go, kill them with the lingua. See you put it down, kill a full of a Savina. London, Paris, Evo, California. Down a Japan army, gone down a Africa. Down a New Zealand, a Evo, in a Canada. Yes, I put it down, they go, kill you with the culture. Ram up every creepy, say, go, rude, every corner. Gone and put it down, glad you watch like a paper. Be don't want it, it to come from Shabba. DJ, you know me a dead, know me a dead. No for them a worry, no for them a worry. Some of them a fret, some of them a fret. DJ, you know me a dead, know me a dead. No for them a worry, no for them a worry. Some of them a fret.
It is.
I was reading something actually crazy today in the paper that the Olympic Chinese Olympic gymnast team, that there's this hacker that hacked into like the Chinese like sports file thing and found out that these two of the girls on the team, one of them that won a gold medal individually and then the team that like won, two of them are 14.
What?
And you have to be 16 to compete in the Olympics, and they made like there's all this rumors that there's fake documents going around. Because it's like, China's got 42 gold medals right now.
Like, dude. What do we have? We have 17.
Yeah, we have 17 you know medals. They have, like, something crazy. Like,
yeah, but you know what? Like, they live in that climate all the time, and they're kind of like a... Like, Canada's not really a summer Olympics country,
for sure.
Right? Like, we're going to clean up in the Winter Olympics because that's what we do.
I don't know if we'll clean up like quite like that, and I don't think we'll be putting any 14-year-olds in there.
Yeah. They
That's
do some shady biz over
shady
there.
Shady business!
Damn Chinese!
Sometimes.
Jeez
well,
Louise.
Well, speaking of the Olympics,
yeah.
let's
have our very own person over there, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Why don't we see what she has to say? Let's check it out.
It's foggy. It's foggy. Acid rain. Lungs of pain. Your rights are gone. Deep fried prawn. It's Chinese girl in China.
are things going today?
It's going great. I'm walking through the throngs of Chinese people here at the Olympic Green. How are you doing, Eddie?
We're good. It's a slightly overcast day here in Vancouver. Things here are not too bad, but we want to know what's going on over there. I mean, what is it now? 14 days in and 13 in medal standings for Canada. How are things for Canada feeling?
Well, good. I mean, last week we had zero last time I talked to you.
Yep.
Now we have 13. So guests are pretty happy and pretty stoked that we had a good week. And I met some Canadian athletes who won some medals this
week.
So
that must have been
really good.
That must have been a pretty rewarding experience to meet those athletes.
Yeah, actually, I've met a few of them before, so it was good to, like, you know, sort of catch up with them and say hi, more like a buddy rather than like a fan.
Definitely.
It's good. We're in closings tomorrow, so
yes.
I'm really excited about that.
So what's some the two highlights for you from the last, like, 3-4 days?
Let me think. Watching Simon Whitfield get silver at the men's triathlon was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no
that
doubt.
It was a crazy race. It was so good.
Everyone on the edge of their seats, I presume?
Everyone was on the edge of their seats, like, but it was a really electrified venue. Like, there were so many people there from all over the world, and everyone was, like, cheering really hard.
Right.
You know, I've been to events where people aren't, the crowd isn't as cheery. But this one, the men's triathlon, was so exciting. And they were going, like, so fast, too.
That's very cool.
So that was a big highlight, and I don't know, I guess to be honest, like, I'm kind of excited that the games are almost over.
Yep. No, for sure.
I've been in China for a long time. And I'm looking forward to going home and sleeping in my bed and seeing my family.
No doubt. Now, for someone who has obviously never been to an Olympics, what else is there to do other than going to the venues and seeing the events and sightseeing? What else is there to do in an Olympics? Because I really have no idea. Is there, like, other events or, like...
I mean, here in China, there's a cultural village because there's 58 minorities in China. So they put, like, together, like, a cultural village people could go look at. There's, you know, shopping and sightseeing. But the majority of it is events.
It's just like
things take a long time at the Olympics.
Gotcha.
Like, if you go to two events in a day, you're, like, spent. Plus
so
the
it's...
heat. There's so much walking with the Olympics. Like, right now, I got off the bus. And we're going to security right now. And it'll take us, like, an hour to walk to the venue.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. So you've obviously been through an Olympic ceremonies. What do you think is in store for us here in Vancouver? Challenges, highlights? Like, what do you think we're waiting for?
I think Vancouver is actually doing really well in terms of getting itself organized.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some issues to address, and I think everyone knows them, like transportation, accommodation, hospitals, security, you know, like, it just, the size of Vancouver is limited as opposed to the size of Beijing, but the Winter Games will be smaller than the Summer Games. So,
very true.
I know Vanoss will have it all sorted by the time Vancouver happens.
Here's a funny story for you. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but we just had Pemberton Festival, and the Tuesday after the festival happened, there was a rock slide on the Sea to Sky Highway.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah,
so
that's for like 6 days. Or
that's definitely a test to what might happen during the Olympics. Any hot tips on what we can expect at the closing ceremonies? I know you said the opening was pretty incredible. Anything to look out for that you might heard from the, you know, being there?
No, you know what? I haven't heard a thing about the closing, so I have no idea what to expect. So,
well,
China will be spectacular.
Yes, of course, China does it well. I have to say.
They do, yeah. They do some things really well.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in every week. We really, really appreciate it. Have a really safe flight home, and, of course, we all look forward to seeing you very soon.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a good week. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rach.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Rachel.
That's awesome. She's rad. She hasn't been getting much sleep, has she?
No.
No.
Yeah, she sounds pretty exhausted.
Yeah,
she
had like 3 hours a night or something. Like,
why is it socially acceptable to say like people look exhausted or sound exhausted? Someone told me I looked tired at work today.
People tell me that all the time.
It's like if you're fat, you don't say you look full.
Man, you look full today.
You look extra
really full
today.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like you look like crap, Sam. It's not very nice.
But you don't.
Thanks.
Listen, check this out, okay?
you know, this isn't China, this is Japan, but my friend Japan. Becky sends me funny news stuff all the time because she knows I does.
Hi, Becky.
I does wacky news on the show. And Becky sent me this. Check this out. In Tokyo, Japan, commuter Katsuo Katsudogru.
Can you say that again, Matt?
Havoc on.
Please.
Hold on. I totally said it wrong, too. Katsuyo Katsudogru. Shit. Caused havoc on a crowded tube train when his inflatable underpants unexpectedly went off.
Okay, start from the beginning and say Katsuro, whatever his name was.
Dude,
one more time.
I'm on a roll here. When the rubber underwear was made by Katsuya himself and designed to inflate up to 30 times their original size in the event of a tidal wave.
What?
He said, I am terrified of water and death by drowning is my greatest fear. Unfortunately, I set them off accidentally when looking for a boiled sweet in a rush hour train. They were crushing everybody in the carriage until a passenger stabbed them with a pencil.
Okay, first of all, his own boiled sweet's gonna get all squished up in there with like an inflatable underwear expanding 30 times. What's that about?
I just love that he's constantly wearing rubber underpants in case of a tidal wave.
Yeah, that's gotta smell bad and get really sweaty really fast.
I would rather wear like those arm floaties.
I know.
Or I don't know, anything but rubber underwear. That's just whack.
But Katsuro doesn't agree with you.
No,
he doesn't.
He's
but,
terrified of he's death kind of, by drowning.
I think he's kind of...
I'm personally more terrified of the happy bits getting, like...
Mushy. Yeah. Death shaped. By... They're terrified of death by drowning, and I think they are.
Well, I think we should use this as a segue into a potential new segment called Shit We Want, But We Really Don't Need.
Yeah, and you know what? I think some people might need these. My first thing is underwear. On the topic of underwear, these are underwear that actually trap your flatulence and have charcoal filters that let the smell out slowly.
What?
And
filter? Like it's like a built-in
fan? Buy them for the ones
what?
You love.
Wait a minute. Is this something that you just made up?
No, this is a real thing. I was like, if you can look it up. You can look up charcoal underwear. Or
underpants.
Underpants. I'm going to find them. I'll put them on our blog. And
with a photo, please.
Yeah, you know what?
So it's like a Brita filter in your pants for your farts.
It's the Brita filter of downstairs.
It takes
it's
your
funny
farts
though,
and makes
my,
them fresh.
I'm not going to admit, like, I come from a flatulent family, and we pass out
beans. You just said you're not going to admit that.
I can admit. I can admit I come from a flatulent family, and we've been known to pass Beano out before a meal, so this might be a classier option for when we have guests.
I agree.
Thought girls didn't fart.
We don't.
What else we got, Tammy?
What other inventions do we want but not need?
This one's really funny, and I'm going to post the picture of it on our blog. It's a cat typing detector. Apparently, I don't know because I have a Mac and my Mac doesn't freeze, but apparently people with PCs, a problem that they have is their cat's walking across the keyboard and it can cause massive shutdown, massive computer fails because they, you know, lie on your keyboard and
control
annihilate or something. I don't know. So what this guy did is he's developed this software that can detect cat-like typing. But this is the best part. A warning message comes up on your screen and it says, cat-like typing detected.
Okay, here's my solution. Just put, don't get a cat.
Yeah, or like put a bed of spikes on your keyboard every day.
Just don't get a cat. That's all I gotta say.
Or get like a rollout key tray. There's so many more solutions. But I, you know what? When I saw that warning, the warning picture, cat like typing detected. I was
warning cat like typing detected.
I'm gonna type like a kitty cat.
Who are they telling? If you're not there to shoo the cat off the keyboard,
because the cat can read.
Who is it warning it to?
Well, no, but the thing is that if you are actually not the cat, you say abort. But like, the cat can't type.
So if you like blah, the hands all over the keyboard, it might say cat like typing detected.
Exactly.
Tell them about my favorite one. I think this is actually kind of cool, and people might actually need
this instead of just want this.
This is like. Awesome. You know, smallest footprint and all that.
This is for all you green peeps.
It is. I'm a big fan of this company. It's called Do It Yourself Kyoto. The website is DIYKyoto.com. Cute little name there.
It'll be on the blog.
They have created something called the Watson. And what it is, it's this ambient energy guide. Basically what it is this little thing that sits anywhere you want to put it in your house. It transmits wirelessly from your electrical panel in your house, and it glows different colors based on your energy consumption. Mm. So if you are an ass wipe, like blow drying your body dry and like having the blender going,
when Ed's having his alone rave party with his strobe lights and disco ball going in his bedroom,
The microwave,
it glows red. So what you want to do is you want to keep your consumption below average, and it'll stay green. And it's pretty cool. And when the grid, when everyone in your apartment building's using lots of power, it'll glow red too, and you can actually track how much you're using. You can upload it to their website and make like a competition with other people.
That's super duper.
I give it three hot mess thumbs up.
Yeah. I don't want to know the third thumb.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, us three. Yes. I thought you were talking about personally.
No.
Okay. I don't know why my mind's
dirty.
All right, well, there it is. Shit you want, but you don't really need. Thank you very much, Samantha Blantron Matthews. That was awesome.
You know how we started that, actually? We were at your house, and Matt pulled out something that was a little bit sketchy. It's called the Lampy Burger.
Oh, the Lampy Burger, yes.
Now, his agent gave him this. It's a big, giant lamp.
It's actually kind of awesome. It was made by a doctor, and you light this thing on fire for like 10 minutes or something like that.
And then
you blow it out, and it cleans the air of all bacteria.
That's cool.
it in hospitals and stuff like that, so you know people don't get infections, and it gets rid of the dog stink in my apartment.
It was very bulbous looking.
Thank you, Lisa King.
That's the kind of gift. That's like giving someone deodorant, though.
All right, well, listen.
I don't know what she was trying to tell you.
You have a stink in your house. Here's a deodorizer.
One big
enjoy.
Stink.
Thank you so much.
Get it out.
Well, let's get back to a couple more tracks, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up. We've got an announcement for the Malkin Bowl, and what do we got coming up?
We have some Bounce That Ass.
Oh.
So I can do that.
So classy.
Okay, Ed, that's awesome. Good
job. I'm bouncing my ass for them.
All right, here we go. Bounce That Ass, original mix.
Bounce it!
Wanna know, can you bounce it on the floor? Bounce it on the floor. Bounce it.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Bisquit. Both shows are at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park, doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I like spending time with hot people. That's why I listen to Hot Mess. It's the best place to listen to exciting locals. And you can listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to citr.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is knocking down the mutilation of kitten's genitalia or kitten genitalia. No to be accepted responsibility if a leprechaun chops up your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
Kitten genitalia.
That promo. That's fantastic. You guys, thank you so much for listening. That was our show. Coming up next, we have African Rhythms with David J.
So stick around.
Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Check us out next week, same time, same channel.
And if you miss us during the week, hotmess.org.
Peace.
Thunderdawn.
Hear this, hear this. Whistle up more.
the fist. Turn up the heat, make the fire.